Alice never did understand how it happened, but she had no time to think about it, because they were running so fast.
"Faster! Faster!" cried the Queen, pulling Alice's hand.
They ran like the wind, but the strange thing was that they never seemed to pass anything. The trees and other things round them never changed their places at all. Alice was very puzzled by this, but still the Queen cried, "Faster! Faster!" Now they were almost flying over the ground. Alice had never run so fast in her life. When at last they stopped, she had to sit down because her legs were shaking. Then she looked around in surprise. "But we've been under this same tree all the time. We're still in the same place."
"Of course we are," said the Queen. "Why shouldn't we be?"
"Well, in our country," said Alice, "if you run very fast for a long time, you usually arrive at a different place."
"What a slow kind of country," said the Queen. "Here, you see, you have to run very fast just to keep in the same place. If you want to go somewhere different, you must run twice as fast. Now," she went on, "I shall tell you what to do. While I'm speaking, I shall take 5 steps, and at the 5th step, I shall go."
She took 2 steps away from the tree and turned round.
"A pawn goes 2 squares in its first move, so you'll go very quickly through the 3rd square. By railway, probably. Then you'll be in the 4th square, which belongs to Tweedledum and Tweedledee. The 5th square is mostly water, and the 6th belongs to Humpty Dumpty."
"But why haven't you said anything?"
"I didn't know I had to say anything," said Alice.
"It's polite," said the Queen, "to say thank you for all this information. But never mind, let's pretend you said it. The 7th square is all forest. One of the knights will show you the way. And in the 8th square we shall be queens together, and it's all parties and fun." Alice got up and curtsied and sat down again.
The Queen took another 2 steps and turned round again.
"Speak in French when you can't think of the English word. And always remember who you are."
She took another step and was gone. Alice did not know if she had disappeared into the air or run into the wood. But she had certainly gone, and Alice began to remember that she was a pawn, and that it would soon be time to move.